Unit 3. Recording 2.
Where did this interest in homes come from? You obviously had your own, but then what?
Well, I trained as an architect, and as a young man I travelled an awful lot, and my two interests eventually connected. But I had a real awakening when I travelled in Africa and parts of Asia. In Indonesia, I saw these enormous tree houses built high in the sky, made with the wood from banyan trees, and it just took my breath away. These houses, 50 feet in the air.
Why did they build them so high?
Well, it's a refuge from wild animals and mosquitoes. And also, in their culture, they believe in evil spirits, and these spirits are earthbound.
Oh.
So it's really for protection. You're safe if you're higher up.
Mm. And you've also written about houses on stilts in your book.
Yes. All along the Amazon rainforest, you can find fishermen living in these houses built on wooden stilts.
Mm.
I was fortunate enough to stay in a fishing community there for a month and see firsthand how it works. And it's pretty interesting.
And on the other side of the world, igloos too.
I stayed in an igloo in Greenland for 3 weeks.
And you survived to tell the tale.
I did. Actually, they're far more comfortable than they look. They're pretty cosy inside. The packed ice and snow acts as an insulator.
So if we take the average sort of westernised home, maybe bricks and cement, a bit of wood, how do they compare to so-called primitive dwellings without toilets and running water, that kind of thing? Is there any comparison?
Well, we have to understand what we mean by primitive housing. The original home was a cave, and when we talk about a caveman, we think of someone extremely primitive with no culture. But the funny thing is that caves are pretty good places to live. They're cool in the summer and warm in the winter. They give superb protection in that they'll never blow down in the wind. And in fact, they're well made for decoration.
In what sense?
Well, the so-called primitive caveman made paintings on the walls which survived thousands of years. And, you know, any place you find caves, whether it's France, Spain, the United States, China, people have lived in them and decorated them and adorned them with figurines and artwork. But we have to recognise that these houses are built in accordance with the habitat and the surroundings. You know, igloos keep out the cold and snow, and tree houses provide safety. Then there are yurts, which are portable houses made of a wooden frame and animal skins. You can carry them around with you. Well, a yurt is built so that the nomads in Central Asia can move as the season and the weather changes. So, you see, houses can be beautiful, but in most cultures, they're built to be purely functional above all.